Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Sarah Dobson with the Batesville Memorial Public Library. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
And, of course, April is just around the corner, and of course, the library chock full of events, obviously eclipse-related to begin with. But nevertheless, as far as adult programming is concerned, Sarah, what can folks expect adult programming-wise at the Batesville Public Library this month?
Lots going on, as usual, in April for our adults. Since you did mention the eclipse, I will let you know that there is one more eclipse series speaker for us to have, and that is on April 4th at 6:30 p.m. Anne McMahon will be here, and she's going to have a question and answer, anything last-minute related to the eclipse and what's going on with the eclipse. And so she'll be here on April 4th for the adults to have any more questions that you got. She'll be your person to come and answer it. We will be at the Batesville Blackout Bash on Sunday, April 7th, with activities. So bring your family out and enjoy that. Not eclipse related, we have our usual kind of programming for adults. We have our felting. That's on April 4th at 1 p.m., and they're going to be making a felt bird. We have another craft program on April 11th, a succulent planner, kind of going with our, since Earth Day is coming up in a few weeks, we're going to do an upcycled tin can succulent planter for our adults at 1 p.m. on that April 11th. We have another craft going on April 18th. We actually have an adult art club starting up. This is going to be a first-time meet and greet. If you're a local artist or you're getting into art, and you want to kind of meet and greet with other local artists, that's going to be at 5:30 p.m. on April 18th. We have Ann Edwards here on April the 9th with our Aging Care series, and that's at 6:30 p.m., and she's going to talk about home safety, you know, just basic changes to make in your home for an aging adult to keep them safe and hopefully keep them out of the hospital. So she's got lots of ideas for you to be able to take care of your home or your loved one's home to make sure that they are safe. Our book club is on April 16th, and they're going to be reading Sick Puppy by Carl Hayeson. And so that's at 1:30 p.m. It's always popular. We have books here at the library for you to check out if you're interested in joining the book club. April is National Poetry Month, and so on April 23rd, we are having Skye Nicholson here, and she is doing a poetry night at 6 o'clock here at the library. She's going to perform some of her poems, and then she's going to have it kind of an open mic style after she's done performing, and for you all to come and share poetry that maybe has moved you or you have written. And so that's going to be on April 23rd at 6 p.m. We have our All Remember When story time for adults on April 24th at 2 p.m. and our normal craft and chat at 1 p.m. on April 30th, just open, you know, bringing whatever you're working on craft-wise and just being able to have a community to sit with and talk to while you're doing your craft.
And then let's see, the economics, I know that there's been something that has been for the adults. Is there going to be a seminar taught by Mark Cerniglia on that this month?
Yeah, there is. It is on April 15th, and that is money in the banking system. There's one on April 29th about government functions. So if you go to our website, you can see those economics classes. They aren't on the calendar that's in front of me, so I don't have them on my list, but they are on our website because it is a series. So there's multiple different things that he was talking about, and you don't have to sign up. You just have to come, and you can come with whatever you're interested in, and those are on our website.
Okay, and of course, those courses are taught at the Library Annex on Boehringer Street, and of course, you can find all that information on ebatesville.com/events. Anything else adult-wise as far as programming is concerned in the month of April, Sarah?
I think I've hit it all. I mean, there's just so much going on. There's no reason for you to not feel like you've got something to do. Come and sign up and come out and hang out with some of the other adults in our town and do some really fun things together.
All right. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and then we're going to take a look at children's programming during the month of April. as we continue our visit with Sarah Dobson with the Batesville Memorial Public Library right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Sarah Dobson with the Batesville Memorial Public Library. And of course, in the first segment, Sarah, we talked about the adult programming. As far as the youngsters, the children, what do you have on tap in the month of April, Sarah?
As usual, our programming that we have every single week, every single month, we have Mother Goose on Mondays at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. We have Story Time on Tuesdays at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. Those are all themed, and there's different themes for each Story Time, and there's activities or crafts going on with those. We have our craft programs on Thursday. We have on April 4th, we have a UV bead creation activity for our first and sixth graders. So we got those beads, kind of reminds me of those Del Sol stores you find when you're down south. They are white when they are in just inside, but when you go outside, they change colors. So that'll be kind of a fun activity, getting ready for the eclipse for our youngsters. They're going to make keychains or bracelets, whatever their little heart's desire. And that's on April 4th for our first to sixth graders at 4 p.m. We have a craft for our homeschool students on April 9th at 1 p.m. And they are going to be talking about springs. And they'll be doing some activities and some crafts with springs called Spring Fever. But, you know, it's a pun on the word there. On April 18th, we have our Kids Who Code series that we've been having every single month. The kids are learning how to code Zero robots. It's a blast. The kids have so much fun. So we're going to continue doing that program on April 18th at 4 p.m. We have a teen program on April 23rd at 4 p.m., Solar Garden Lamp. They're going to be using a mason jar, and they're going to be making a solar lamp that you can fit in your garden or in your landscaping to have light up in the evening. And our Littles Craft is on April 25th, and they're going to be making flowers from egg cartons. So that's for our Littles, our kindergarten and preschoolers, and that's on April 25th at 10 a.m. and at 4 p.m. Something I didn't mention and I skipped over, we do have Story Time on Saturday morning, April 20th at 10 a.m. And we're going to be talking about ponds and pond life during that Story Time. So if you're available, start your Saturday with a story at on 10 a.m. at April 20th.
All right, as we continue our conversation with Sarah Dobson with the Batesville Memorial Public Library. And Sarah, as far as some extra items are concerned, some miscellaneous items, what can you tell us as far as what you have in coming up in April?
Yeah, so I didn't mention it when we talked about the eclipse at the beginning of our segment, but on April 8th, we are closed. We just figured it'd be easier for traffic, for the employees to stay home and stay away from the downtown area. So we are closed on April 8th. We really hope for nice weather that we can enjoy that eclipse and have so much fun with it. And on April 13th, we have our free paper shredding event. So the truck will be coming in our parking lot at 10 a.m. It's going to be until they're full or 1 p.m., which one comes first. So if you've got boxes of paper that you need shredded, you can bring those to our parking lot, and we will shred them for free. That starts at 10 a.m., but like I said, once the truck is full, they are heading out. So if you've got something you want to get rid of, you want to come early to make sure that you get rid of that and that the truck is not full before you get here.
And is there a limit on the number of boxes that can be brought?
Five.
Okay, so limit of five boxes for that shredding event. All right. Anything else, Sarah Dobson, before we let you get back to your day?
I don't think so. Like I said, you can find all of our information at ebatesville.com/events. Some things must be signed up for, other things you don't. But you can find all that information, times, activities, pictures of what we're doing, all on our website So you can go there and get all the information that you need, or you can call and come in, and we'll help you also.
All right. So once again, the place to go, ebatesville.com/events. Well, Sarah Dobson with the Batesville Memorial Public Library, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with you again down the road.
Sounds great. Have a great one.